Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How you doing? Hey, Stuart. Pretty cold down here, but I guess it's cold there, too.
Yeah, very cold. Nasty. Skies are gray. It's almost like the Lord is hidden the sun or something from us, but whatever. Before we get rolling, I did extend the show because, and Larry, break in anywhere you want in, on this dissertation I'm going to give. I think people need to know the overall high picture, not what's going on necessarily all around us, but what the Bible says is coming. And it does not necessarily even involve personalities so much as it does overall trend of where we're going. Hopefully, the Donald will pull something out of his hat and we'll have a major delay, or maybe he's going to walk away. We don't know yet. We'll have to find out how all this is going to work out. It's going to be the most fascinating and probably not too pleasant, I guess one could call it that, for the next year or so. Anyway, I want to start with Habakkuk, which I read before, but just to refresh everybody's memory, and we do have a lot of new listeners now, so this will be a good a tutorial, I guess one could say, on the big picture. As though you're on the moon and you've got your earphones on so you can listen to what's going on Earth. You got your telescope out so you can see. Anyway, Habakkuk, and I'm going to only quote from 3 and 4. Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that wise up strife and contention. Now, I guess we know who those are. Therefore, the law is slacked, and judgment does never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. So I think we've seen that in the court system, all the way up to the Supreme Court. And it's not a good omen, I guess, for the American people. Now, this is from Amos 5, 14 through 15. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Hate the evil, love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Now, see, you're almost getting a direct opposite here. Establish judgment. But in Habakkuk, which is really a prophecy against not only America, but it extends all over the whole world, but is predominantly based upon the United States, Babylon the Great, and judgment does never go forth. In other words, the prophecies against America are that it's a totally lawless, at the end, nation. It was established differently, but it is corrupted. It goes apostate. Excuse me. It abandons the word of God. And this is basically where we're at. Isaiah 5, 20 through 21. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Excuse me again. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder, cast away their cords from us. And he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Now, you may remember that Obama said repeatedly that the old ways do not work anymore, which is really code for let's break the cords of the Lord asunder. Let's cast the old ways and the truth of God's world aside. Let's cut it asunder. Let's destroy it. Okay, now, I want to switch over. This sets the stage. Fourth beast of Daniel. And listen carefully, because this is showing us exactly what's going on, or the beginnings of it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. It had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse or different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, Bible scholars have for years, and still do, many of them, claim that this is a reference all the way back to Babylon, Medo, Persia, Greece, and Rome. And unfortunately, the angel tells Daniel the prophet that that's not possible. These are all modern powers, and they have taken place for the last about 200 years. Anyway, so Daniel's wondering about this. He says, then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse or different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamp the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. 23, verse 23, Daniel 7, 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Now, you've heard this word diverse now 3 times from Daniel. In Daniel chapter 7, there's only one outfit that is actually diverse from kingdoms or states or nations, however you want to call it. The United Nations is not a nation. It's not a state. It is an organization unlike anything ever seen before. And it derives its power via treaties that it makes with the nations of the world. And via those treaties, it takes power unto itself until it becomes the most powerful organization upon this planet. We've never seen anything like it. The 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings. That shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. Now, the United Nations is very, very interesting, because the United Nations used the Club of Rome to set up 10 global regions, and each was to be governed by a king. If one goes into the meditation room of the United Nations, you will find 11 chairs, 10 for the regional kings and the 11th chair for Antichrist. 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a times and a dividing of times, and that's 42 months. Kind of interesting, because we're going to get to that. In order to do this, they must and will destroy the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights in order to submerge her under United Nations rule. State Department Document 7277 is high treason, as it places the military of the United States under the direct control of the United Nations military operations. Why did they do that, and why did they set it up that way? So, you go to the United Nations, Chapter 7, Action with Respect to Threats to the Peace, Breaches of the Peace, and Acts of Aggression. Article 39, the Security Council shall determine the existence of any threat to the peace, breach of the peace, or acts of aggression, and shall make recommendations or decide what measures shall be taken in accordance with Articles 41 and 42 to maintain or restore international peace and security. What did Thessalonians tell you? When they say peace and safety, look up the word safety, it actually means security. When they say peace and security, right here in Article 39 of the United Nations, Article 40, in order to prevent an aggravation of the situation, Security Council may, before making the recommendations or deciding upon the measures provided for in Article 39, call upon such parties concerned to comply with such provisional measures as it, the United Nations, deems necessary or desirable. Such provisional measures shall be without prejudice to the rights, claims, or positions of the parties concerned. Okay, now, Article 41. The Security Council may decide what measures not involving the use of armed force are to be employed to give effect to its decisions, and it may call upon members of the United Nations to apply such measures. This may include complete or partial interruption of economic relations and of rail, sea, air, postal, telegraphic, radio, and other means of communications, and the severance of diplomatic relations. Article 42. Should the Security Council consider that measures provided for in Article 41 would be an inadequate and have proved to be inadequate, it may take such action by air, sea, or land forces as may be necessary to maintain or restore international peace and security. Such action may include demonstrations, blockades, and other operations by air, sea, or land forces of members of the United Nations. Isn't that interesting? In order to enable the United Nations, Article 45, to take urgent military measures, members shall hold immediately available National Air Force contingents for combined international enforcement action. The strength and degree of readiness of these contingents and plans for their combined action shall be determined within the limits laid down in a special agreement or agreements referred to in Article 43 by the Security Council with the assistance of the Military Staff Committee. Now, so you say, well, what does all that mean? It means the United Nations has granted itself the authority to intervene in the United States should the United States devolve into a riot, revolution, or maybe get invaded, that would the United Nations can then come in with their security forces. And we would have United Nations troops patrolling our American city, just like Henry Kissinger, who was one of the architects of the New World Order, said that the people of our cities would be grateful to see United Nations troops patrolling their streets. So how about this in America? State Department document 7277, as I mentioned before, came right out of our Department of State. I'm only going to read stage three. By the time stage two has been completed, the confidence produced through a verified disarmament program, the acceptance of rules of peaceful international behavior, and a development of strengthened international peacekeeping processes within the framework of the United Nations should have reached a point where the states of the world can move forward to stage three. In stage three, progressive controlled disarmament and continuously developing principles and procedures of international law would proceed to a point where no state, that would include the United States, would have the military power to challenge the progressively strengthened UN peace force, and all international disputes would be settled according to the principles of international conduct. The progressive steps to be taken during the final phase of the disarmament program would be directed towards the attainment of a world in which A, states would retain only those forces, non-nuclear armaments, and establishments required for the purpose of maintaining internal order. They would also support and provide agreed upon manpower for the United Nations Peace Force. The United Nations Peace Force, Section B, equipped with agreed types and quantities of armaments, would be fully functioning. C, the manufacturing of armaments would be prohibited except for those agreed upon types and quantities to be used only by the UN Peace Force and those required to maintain internal order. All other armaments would be destroyed or converted to peaceful purposes. Now you know why the communists always are going after the guns. D, the peacekeeping capabilities of the United Nations would be sufficiently strong and obligations of all states under such arrangements sufficiently far-reaching as to assure peace and a just settlement of differences in a disarmed world. Now, you got to remember something about the United Nations. It's communist to its core. It hates Christianity. A communist hates Christianity because Satan runs the communists. It's a satanic operation. Now, going into the book of Revelation about the global Antichrist. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. The power was given unto him to continue 42 months. What did Daniel say? Rises up in 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the face of the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundations of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Now, this is kind of interesting because it's peace, peace when there is no peace. And when they say peace and security, sudden destruction cometh upon they and them. And then that's about it. The odds are that Trump probably was behind some of this anyway. And there's all kinds of scenarios out there, as Larry and I are going to talk about, of who did what, when, and how. But the persistent rumor is that he may have sent in some military assets to seize the hard drive evidence of the treasonous people in Congress and the Senate and the House. But here's something very, very interesting. The last thing that Trump did, I think it's the last one, Larry may know, he spoke for exactly 1 minute and 1 second, and that is N11. Trump often does this sort of thing in code. So you got to be very careful when you're listening to how Trump words things. And I was listening to Mike Adams in his latest post where he says, and Larry and I will talk about this, but he says that Trump has not actually given or walking away. He has not conceded the election. In fact, if you read what he said carefully, it's almost like the opposite. Anyway, but he does speak often in code. 1 minute, 1 second is actually an 11. An 11 in Bible means judgment and disorder. Now, here's something I started to look up, number 11, and this is kind of interesting. It has everything to do with polarities, especially in ceremonial magic. 11 represents the two pillars of duality, the knowledge of good and evil, which, according to ceremonial occultists, forms a divine balance in the world. On one hand, there is a negative, and on the other hand, there is a positive. There is a right and a left-hand path, and a light and darkness. There is a divine feminine and a divine masculine. And all of these polarities can be summed up in 11, the two pillars of duality. Now, this is very, very interesting if you go into the Twin Towers. Now, according to numerology, the number 11 is very different, and it symbolizes teamwork, cooperation, partnerships, as the number 2, with themes of individuality, self-realization, and new beginnings. Okay, now, the Twin Towers represent the twin pillars of our DNA structure, also representing knowledge of good and evil. Now, I got a question. What if the DARPA video that was released, Larry, do you remember that release where it was DARPA and they were saying they were going to kill off the religious part of the brain? Hello?
I missed that. What was that last thing you said?
This DARPA video. Do you remember the DARPA video where they said that they were going to make a vaccine that would eliminate the religious part of the brain?
I'm aware of it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. Anyway, so what if they actually did develop a vaccine that could do this? Now, most people do not realize that within you there is a hidden man of the heart, and it's the portal via which you are authentically saved. This is how Jesus comes into you. This is your Antichrist Holy of Holies if you're just an unsaved individual. You have a little Antichrist running things. If this portal is closed, then no salvation could ever take place. In other words, it makes you a hybrid. This vaccine may close that portal. It makes you a hybrid so that you can no longer be saved. And if you take the final dose, which evidently appears now to be the mark, it carries the Luciferese mark to prove you are one of them. Now, remember that the Twin Towers were brought down, and now we have a single tower that has risen up. And remember who signed the top beam? Barack Hussein Obama. Anyway, this would be representative of a whole DNA change via vaccinations. You become a new human, a hybrid, no longer salvageable. So what is Trump telling us with that 1 minute and 1 second? It's not by accident. He never does things by accident. This guy's a genius. He's not stupid, and he's definitely not playing with a half a deck like the so-called far left is now attempting by any means to destroy him and get him out of office. Yeah, we're going to get into that because there's a reason why they're doing it. I think they're scared to death of what Trump may do and how he may expose everything that's going on. We're just going to have to wait and see how it works. But anyway, I just wanted to go through that because if you understand the big picture of the UN, of China, of communism, of the fourth beast of Daniel, it's all going to come because Bible prophecy says it will come. The only question we have, where are we on the timeline? Is Trump going to give us further delay? If the Lord is not done with Trump yet, we're going to have a more delay. If he is, we're not. So it's very, very interesting how all of this is playing out. Okay, Larry, what have you got? That I know that there's new Barry Rothman codes that are quite interesting.
Well, it's not really a code. What Barry Rothman has done in the last 24 hours is put together a scenario that's really, really interesting. And let me read you three clues. And, of course, his website's arccode.com. Mm-hmm. The first clue is that Barry writes, he says, why did Washington, D.C. not request troops from POTUS? Instead, use the D.C. mayor and the Pentagon to get the exclusive permission to deploy the National Guard, 6,000 plus, to D.C. until after the Biden inauguration on January the 20th, and POTUS was not asked, but the authority was given by Vice President Pence. That's his question, is why is anyone deploying National Guard when they have no authority to? The president, the commander-in-chief, is the only person with authority to deploy it, and he did not request it. They went around him. That's clue one. Now, clue two, he again reiterates, he says, only the president, commander-in-chief, has authority to deploy the D.C. National Guard. Only POTUS, yet it was deployed without POTUS. And then the other clue, the third clue he wrote up, he said, President Trump seems now almost certain to face criminal charges before or just after the inauguration day. And basically he's saying, you know, what Barry basically come to the conclusion was that indicated that unless Trump has in one hand a gravitational craft and an alien, and in the other hand, all the indictments for everyone that for the last 4 years have created criminal activity against Trump, that he's done.
So he's got, what, 12 days, then, theoretically 12 days. I read somewhere, though, this can go on for a while through lawsuits. However, I don't trust the federal people at all, particularly the federal judges. I think they've already shown who they are. But here, why would they be going after Trump to get him out right now? I mean, they're going for blood. Is this to stop him before, so that he cannot then do anything? I know Pelosi said she spoke with Milley, I think it was, or one of the generals, about stopping Trump from being able to use nukes. Now, why would they be jumping to do all this unless he's got something on them?
Well, apparently you know, they believe, I think, that he does. And, of course, if you was in their shoes after the last 4 years, you probably wouldn't even have to worry about does he, because the evidence has been brought out over and over and over, even though totally shunned by the media and the courts and the judges. And what's interesting, though, is the fact that there was a couple of clues. Now, I can't vet this at all, but I'll just read it here. There's a couple of clues that came up today. Very interesting, though. It says, this is from Hal Turner, says, minutes ago, informed by FBI task force friend information that the assistant U.S. attorneys in every federal district, of which there's 94, mm-hmm. I believe that's the number, have been begun unsealing indictments and walking them to magistrate offices to secure search warrants and arrest warrants, hundreds of them. And says at the same time this is going on, the deep state is screaming for Trump to leave office immediately. And, of course, you're aware that Pelosi and Schumer and even McConnell and others are really desiring Trump to leave office now. They're not even willing to wait till January the 20th. And interestingly, Pelosi came out today. I heard her on America's Voice News on Channel 219, Channel mm-hmm. 219 on Dish, and she was claiming that they were making a move now, starting into this weekend and into next week, that to activate the 25th Amendment against Trump using his cabinet, what's left of his cabinet, and Pence, and that if that didn't immediately happened, that they would begin immediately the proceedings to impeach Trump and remove him from office. So there's some reason that they have literally just lost their minds. And, you know, why would you even worry about a president that just said he's not even going to attend the inauguration, that, you know, he's out of the way, particularly? Isn't that interesting that he's such a danger that, you know, just a few days is not going to matter? They've tried 4 years.
Yeah, this is what is so mysterious about this, because it doesn't make any sense. What do we got, 11 days before he's out of office anyway? Unless these sealed indictments really are real. And, you know, we've heard from QAnon and all that, that everybody's going to be arrested and taken to Gitmo, never has happened. Well, this is Trump's last chance to make it happen. It would be wonderful if it did happen, but he's going to have to start moving if this is really going to go down. And my question is, let's say he does. Let's say we have a false flag. Or let's say deep state creates a lost flag, which is probably much more accurate. And then they blame it on Trump. You know, when you tackle this communist takeover of the world, which Daniel talks about, which is why I read it, we could have a slowdown of it happening. But if Trump does nothing and Biden actually takes power. Personally, I don't think Biden is going to be alive very long, or if he is alive, he's going to be Article 25 himself, so that deep core communist Harris can come in and take over, and she will be the de facto or the real president of the United States, and the United States goes down in horrendous judgment. So these next 11 days are really going to be something to watch, folks. I mean, really watch. Look at what they're doing here. Michelle Obama calls for big tech to ban Donald Trump. He's already off Twitter. Twitter to suspend Trump in the interests of our national security and public safety. They're painting Trump actually as a deranged dictator. They don't have any options. This is a war to death. And either Trump emerges triumphant or deep state emerges triumphant. The only thing we can think of would be, because we don't know the actual timeline, and the Bible speaks about delay, and Trump is not done with Israel, I don't think. What's your take on that? I mean, after all, he moved the embassy over to Jerusalem. He's done all kinds of things for Israel. So why wouldn't he have something to do with the Third Temple?
Well, very interestingly, most of the Jews in America voted Democrat and voted for Joe Biden. And, of course, the rhetoric out of Israel basically is asking the Jews in America, why did you stab Israel in the back? Knowing that Joe Biden is an ardent enemy, along with Barack Obama, of Israel, and that Trump would have furthered Israel's movement in the world. And, of course, probably the temple situation too. But what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that about the time that this incident began to go down on January the 6th, mm-hmm. With the march on the White House, of course, that everybody knows. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. There may be somebody listening hadn't figured it out, that this was a false flag event.
Yep.
And you've mentioned, I believe it was you that mentioned a couple of times, well, who was behind the event, the left or the right? The right guys, the good guys or the bad guys? And I said, I think both are involved in it. And my opinion is that it was a false flag event, and it had two objectives. One objective by the left was, of course, to sabotage the march and
yep.
use that to remove Trump from office and go after his supporters. That was their plan. However, during this plan and the operation of this plan, according to Hal Turner, and as a matter of fact, some mainstream media like Yahoo has verified that some strange admittance was happened to the Capitol, and people went in and secured and took hard drives, disks, took a lot of data from Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House,
mm-hmm.
computers and other senators or congressmen's, computer systems, and grabbed a lot of data that I'm beginning to hear leaks of that seems to indicate lifetime stream operation with Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the so-called false flag. But what's so interesting, Hal Turner says, and the data that he got, and even some of the mainstream media is mystified on how people could have just got into the White House so easily. Hal Turner now says that his informants are telling him that it was military and police operation that went
yep.
in with badges and identification, and the Capitol Police let them in because of their identification. And it was a military-style operation to remove a lot of the Pelosi and Antifa data that they knew was in there, and they couldn't take it legally. So it's gone. Everybody's admitting it's gone, but I think it was a double false flag event. And once you respond to that, I want to tell what happened to Trump that night.
Well, you know, what's kind of interesting is that reports and video now, all kinds of video are surfacing, which prove that the police were in on this. And they even brought the people that were in there right to Pelosi's office. And the guy was pretending he was trying to defeat him, but, of course, he was just leading them. And then there were reports that surfaced that said that the Patriot groups tried to stop them from literally setting the place on fire and trying to burn it down like they did in 1813, 1814 when they tried to burn the Capitol to the ground. And it didn't work because the Patriots stopped them. Had that burned down, Trump would have been immediately discharged, because it didn't work quite the way it did or the way they wanted. They're now having a lot of trouble trying to get rid of Trump because they have to be very, very careful. I mean, how do you prove the guy's deranged? If anybody's deranged, Biden is deranged. And, of course, what you're watching is the classic communist thing where they, you know, when the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, were burning down all the businesses and setting fire to the cities, it was Biden and the rest of them that were cheering them on and saying, well, protests are good. We, you know, protests are very healthy. But when the Patriot group comes in and basically were totally peaceful, didn't burn down any buildings, stopped the Antifa, Black Lives Matter people from doing that, all of a sudden, they're enemies of the state. They created treason. They are guilty of sedition. And then you got people like Pelosi and Schumer screaming at the top of their lungs, which when it is exactly what they themselves are guilty of. They are the ones who are guilty of sedition. They are the ones who are guilty of treason. But like good communists, it's always the opposite enemy that is guilty of it. Yeah, kind of interesting. What do you, if they got this data, and let's say Trump did it, what are they going to do with it? What do you think?
Well, the believability after 4 years of having data that proved a coup was in progress and it was established even before Trump entered office, and it was done by the deep state government of the United States, who's going to believe, and, you know, 4 years of nobody believes it anyway, I don't know what he's going to do with it. I absolutely have no idea what Trump's going to do with it. However, the data's missing.
Yeah. It could be used for blackmail, of course. You get into the Bible and the Psalms where they do a deep search, and that's how they control people. They dig into their closets and find all the little skeletons that are in there and say, you want this revealed? Then do what we tell you, and it won't be revealed. But that only works when people say, you know, if they would just turn around and say, well, go ahead and reveal it. I'm not a saint. I have a lot of things I've done that are really bad, and I'm very ashamed of them. That totally disarms the double cross, or you know, of stuff like that. But getting back to Pelosi, this morning I spoke to the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, to discuss available precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. The situation of this unhinged president could not be more dangerous, and we must do everything that we can to protect the American people from his unbalanced assault on our country and our democracy. Well, in the first place, Trump never told the people in anything he said, go down to the Capitol building and assault it. Nowhere did he say that. And it's just incredible how the communists do this. Unfortunately, you've got so many people in the United States that are either naive or stupid or both and can't figure out what's being done to them. That's one of the reasons I brought up Daniel and the four beasts, the fourth beast power. All we need now is a revolution. And if Trump were to try to seize power again, the left is going to go berserk. And then we could really see something bad happen, which gives the excuse of the United Nations under Article 7 to come in to restore international peace and security. Because a revolution in America, well, we've already heard, even the storming of the Capitol was, you know, China took advantage of it. All of the powers that are not necessarily too friendly with America
are jumping on the bandwagon. So this is very, very dangerous. I think this is the most dangerous time in American history. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would have to say we're at a time of peril.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really bad. And I did find, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I want to read the words from a brand new Barry Rothman that I just found. I think he must have just put it up. Listen to these words, Larry. Not in the inauguration. Biden. UFO. Threat. Trump. Hitler. Treasonable. Millie. Exodus. Rioter. Dangerous. The plague. There's some words in here that are very, very unusual, particularly Millie and Exodus. Well, Exodus was when God's people left Egypt. We would, in our modern-day technology, say that would be the removal of God's people or the hiding of God's people from the Antichrist that's rising up. This is kind of interesting. Biden's in there. Trump is in there. Hitler, that's your Fourth Reich. UFO, Fourth Reich, the threat. The arrival. Plague is in there. This is kind of interesting. What do you think?
Well, that's a very unusual code, and I was thinking as, you were reading those words, that I thought back to the Exodus, the time of the Exodus, and remember, at the time of the Exodus, God's people were really in great danger in Egypt,
yes.
And Egypt was not going to release his people to do what he wanted them to do, and remember, he sent them into their houses and closed their doors, and the great darkness came.
Yes. Yeah. Well, wasn't it Biden that says dark winter? The darkness, dark winter. And he repeated it. Patty said she heard something today about him repeating dark winter. I don't know if it was today's speech. I did not hear it. But he was really lambasting Trump and basically telling people that Trump supporters are enemies of the state. So if Trump does not pull a rabbit out of the hat, then the enemies of the state are going to be those who are Trump supporters. And folks, don't forget what Kamala Harris, that deep state core communist, said. We're coming after you. So this is going to get extremely interesting. Let's put it that way. So, I don't know, Larry. I guess what could we say? The next 11 days or 12 days are going to be very, very odd days, to say the least, and maybe very dangerous days.
Yeah, I would say that that's entirely possible, and it's going to be a time to really watch closely. And because of the fact, there's also some anomalies that occurred the night of January the 6th. And one
yes.
of those anomalies, which has been verified by Monkey Works and Steve Quayle, Hal Turner had put it up. Listen to this headline. The January the 7th, the night, President Trump boards the E-4B command plane and flies to NMCC, Abilene, Texas. This is a night watch Boeing E-4B aircraft that went to air as Congress was in Washington committing treason with military monitors locked in. It said Abilene is a fully nuclear-capable command facility with continuity of government ability. The White House is locked down, and Trump was in the Abilene facility. And, Stuart, nobody knows why Trump went to Abilene, but that is a military situation. It's a military plane. It's EMP protected, by the way. And
yes.
Monkey Works got the word that Trump had boarded that plane, and he followed the plane on radar all the way from Washington to Abilene to the Air Force base there. And then he also later saw that plane leave. He didn't know if the president was on it, but he saw the plane leave and go north from Abilene up into the center of the country. And so you've got that. And then also I was watching today. Let me read you this real quick. This is from Monkey Works, and if people don't know who he is, he's
half an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody that don't know who he is, he's a military operative, and he called this Overwatch sit-rep for 1-8-21, and he says to the American people, you better get ready and be prepared, he said, because POTUS went to Abilene, and he some notes he gave. He says, unexplained, excuse me, he said there's an unexplained red flag situation at Nellis Air Force Base, and there's also, and he showed them on a map, there was also two AWACS up and running, and if you're familiar with AWACS, they basically run operations of some kind, and for two of them to be up, that's a multiple operation. He says there's lots of airplane traffic, lots of tankers up. Now, Stuart, you know well, you're well aware that tankers do not refill passenger planes.
That's right.
So if there is a lot of tankers, fuelers, up in the air, they're fueling military equipment. And also, this is what's interesting, B-52's up, possibly leaving Carswell Air Force Base. That's at Fort Worth, Texas. Why would B-52s be taking to the air? And also, he said there's a lot of U.S. activity over England and Europe. So, Stuart, there is a whole lot more going on than the American people are aware of. We're kind of locked into a bubble in Washington, D.C., where the fools run the asylum, and that's what we see on TV every day, while the rest of the world, there's a really big deal going on.
Well, this is, of course, the standard, deception operation going on where you divert the people's attention. Everybody's watching, as you just said, Washington, when in fact there's something very, very mysterious going on. And that E-whatever aircraft, I think that is an aerial command center where Trump can run the entire military operation from the air. Now, I did hear a report. I don't know if you heard it, but I was told by an insider, they were interviewing him, but when I was listening to it, he said that Trump was threatened that they have, I don't know how many nuclear bombs hidden in various cities, and that Trump was either going to surrender or deep state, global deep state it would be. It's never just United States deep state. This is all run from global deep state. But anyway, that they were going to trigger these nuclear bombs if Trump did not acquiesce. And that was a threat. And whether Trump would back down to protect the American people and do nothing could well be. I mean, he might have to. As he said, though, in that speech, it's not over yet. So we have, there's a lot of mysterious aviation activity. And like you just said, if B-52s are up, if all the tankers are up, that means they're going to be in the air over the United States for quite a while. And they will just keep retanking themselves to keep POTUS if he's in one of them or whatever. Now you said, did I hear you right? Area 51, Vegas.
It's Nellis Air Force Base.
That's out there in Vegas.
Okay,
that's close to 51.
Yeah, well, in that whole region there, I was watching a map that Monkey Works was talking about, and there was a lot of military activity in and out of Nellis Air Force Base and also going out even over the ocean off of California and up to Washington State. So there is some military operation going on that we're really not aware of.
I wonder if Monkey Works has determined whether there are any nuclear sniffer aircraft that are up in the, you know, they go over these cities sniffing for radioactivity coming from hidden nuclear weapons. I wonder if any of that's been going on. Because if they did do a false flag and blew up a couple of cities, I mean, the whole nation would go into total chaos and it would be over for America. We would be under martial law in 2 seconds. That's kind of interesting. Now, added to this, here's some headlines on a Debka file. Precarious U.S. Iranian military buildup on the eve of Soleimani killing anniversary. The air was thick with threats, military moves, and brinksmanship on Saturday, January 2nd, after Tehran vowed to make America pay for killing Soleimani exactly a year ago on Sunday, and less than 3 weeks before President Trump leaves office. I wonder if any of this, it says here, an Israeli Gulfstream G-200 was reported crossing the length of the Iranian airspace. I think we reported on this before, but both U.S. and Iranian armed forces and their Middle East allies and proxies are in high level of preparedness, and B-52 bombers are again flying over the region. How much of this is hot air, says Debka files, and how much laying on the ground for war? None of the players have so far crossed the brink. Are we on the verge of a huge false flag operation to finish off the chaos that we saw, do you think? I mean, we could be. It could go dark anytime.
Well, there's been warnings out of the Middle East that they were waiting at any time for a false flag. They were actually waiting for that to happen. Now, who's going to commit it? Nobody's saying. But Israel's primed and ready. If they can, if there's any reason at all they can go after Iran, they're going to do it.
Yeah, and which would trigger, I suppose, Daniel 8, where it appears anyway that Iran just goes on a blitzkrieg attack all over the place. I mean, they come a point where what do you got to lose? And this was done in World War II, as we've said before. We backed Japan into a corner where they had absolutely nothing to lose. So they went for it. And, of course, we may be doing the same thing, baiting and hoping that they will do the first strike, and then we have the excuse to go in. And here's another one. Reversed Pentagon order keeps the U.S. carrier in the Gulf. Backtracking on his order to recall the USS Nimitz, acting U.S. Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced on Sunday the 3rd, due to the recent threats issued by Iranian leaders against President Trump and other U.S. government officials, I have ordered the USS Nimitz to remain on station in the U.S. Central Command area of operations. No one should doubt the resolve of the United States of America. So maybe all of this dovetails into what Pelosi and all these others are hewing and crying about, that they're afraid that if we go to war, all Trump has to do is declare a national emergency and he's in for 6 more months, right?
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
So, anyway, I don't know. What else you got, Larry, you want to talk about?
I'm about out.
Oh, no. Well, we've got, I got your news flash here. President-elect Joe Biden, public branding of any Trump supporters now called domestic terrorists. Look out, folks. That's exactly what Jade Helm was all about, was domestic terrorism and the arresting of patriots If you do not remember Jade Helm, just go into Google and look for it, and you'll find all about Jade Helm and what that was an exercise for. There's a lot of rhetoric going on around about all of this, so it's kind of interesting. Particularly, he says, after congressional treason, one small hope remains. This is from Hal Turner. From other voices around the net, under the cover of night, the treasonous U.S. Congress voted to install CCP puppet, which is China puppet, Joe Biden, into the White House, confirming his fraudulent slate of electors as accepted. A few hours later, Trump issued a statement about a transition of power. Now, this is what Larry and I were talking about before. What did he actually say? He said, even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. orderly transition to what? He doesn't mention Biden. Wasn't it Pompeo, Larry, that said there was going to be an orderly transition, but he didn't mention Biden either?
Well, that's what's interesting, because mainstream media was touting that comment as meaning Trump had conceded the election, and that's absolutely not true. Maybe Trump was referring to a second Trump term. And isn't it interesting
exactly.
that he said that? Isn't it interesting that Trump also sent out word that he was not attending the Biden inauguration? Maybe he's going to go to his own.
Yeah. Knowing how Trump speaks and the codes he uses, that could be very well true. And then he says, I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. That is kind of an indication he's not leaving, because he knows that they were counting millions of votes that were not legal. So while this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, well, what does that mean? End of the greatest first term. Does that mean he's going to start one of the greatest second terms? He says it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. And now we have all this military stuff going on, and aircraft in the air, refuelers in the air, B-52s in the air. And you might remember that a whole bunch of assets, military assets, were flown into the Nellis Air Force Base region, Area 51. It's just outside of Nellis. And Area 51 is where they have all their anti-gravity stuff. And if you can take the insider reports, they're working with the aliens there as well, which is interesting when you go back to the Bible code that we read to you, because UFO, Fourth Reich, Millie, and all of those are in that code. And then he did one a little earlier, and I'll read the words from it. Militia, Millie, Omar, Hunter, and I believe that's a name, as he says name, so that'd be Hunter Biden, war, Palestine, enemy, Barack H. shows up. Traitor Shift shows up. Obstructor. Civil. Nazi. There's your Fourth Reich. America. Hunter again in Hebrew. Black. Impeachment. And Michelle are in that code, whatever you want to make of it. But we find that UFO stuff in there constantly, Fourth Reich operations. And that's probably what we're going to see with the arrival Noise talks about the arrival. Project Bluebeam, folks, talks all about a fake arrival. It's a fake invasion. What's his name? Can't think of it right now. drawing a blank. German. He came over here under Operation Paperclip. His Carol Rosen was his aide. And she said that he had told her. Yes, von Braun. He had told her that all of this was a lie. But there was going to be basically an invasion, an arrival. And it was all a lie. Well, the arrival, when it comes, is most likely the strong delusion of Thessalonians. That's an arrival. And it's interesting also that when you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, the star sign occurred on 9/23, 2017. And if you add 1,290 days to that, you arrive on first fruits of the end of Passover. April 4th, and on it goes. There's something going on here, like Larry said, behind the scenes, we know nothing about. And one of the prophecies, and I can't remember who said it, but it was going to be out of the blue that the Lord was going to raise up a standard for him and his people. But this was going to come in a way, in a manner that no one would have ever believed. And this may be exactly what Trump is up to. That this is going to come down in a way and in a method we could not ever believe or even think about. So it's just fascinating. But why would UFO threat, Trump, Hitler, treasonable, Millie's showing up in a number of those UFO stuff, isn't he, Larry, if I remember right?
Yeah, and most recently, what's odd is the general that Trump just set in over the Pentagon activities under the Secretary of Defense, the new Secretary of Defense, that's, I guess, operating at the present time, I'm wondering, that had to be a purpose for that.
Yes. But what, you know, who knows what all the little pieces of the puzzle are going to be. now, here's something from Hal Turner. It's kind of interesting. Trump is likely preparing to invoke the Insurrection Act or some other form of military authority to conduct mass arrests of the traitors who have been betraying this nation, which now would include VP Mike Pence, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and many others. Understand that Trump didn't know for sure who the traitors were until about 3 a.m. this morning. That was the other day when they brought in and certified the results. Because that's when the final votes came down in Congress, affirming the complete list of U.S. senators and House members who were complicit in the criminal coup against the United States of America, which they were. There is no question that this election was, in fact, totally fraudulent. And they certified it anyway. And here's what's interesting. They certified it even when, I think it's like four or five of those states had asked Pence not to certify anything because their legislators wanted to review those votes because they had been shown the evidence of massive fraud. So Pence ignored all those requests to get it done. And now they're hurrying to get rid of Trump as fast as they can. Now, Trump must now, here's another part of this. Note that Trump does not have the loyalty of the U.S. Army, nor of many top generals, but he doesn't need that. Trump has Chris Miller at the DOD, and he has the loyalty of Special Operations Forces, SOF Command, along with the Space Force,
the Air Force, and most of the U.S. Marines. And that's all he needs. Now, Larry, remember in Jeremiah what it says about ruler against ruler. Are we going to have a civil war, not of the masses of the people rising up, but military against military?
Well, that would be a classic ruler against ruler. It reminds you, does it not, of the Game of Thrones?
Yes. Wow. So now he says Trump must now activate a military option to defend the Republic, either via the Insurrection Act or other military authority. He has put everything in place for this very moment. Importantly, Trump patiently attempted to defend the Republic through the courts and then through Congress, watching as each option was exhausted due to extreme corruption, criminality, and fraud throughout the entire system. Even SCOTUS was compromised in the same way Pence has been compromised: blackmail, extortion, and pedophilia. Trump had decided early on that he would not act until every civil option was exhausted. So, he's got the proof.
Now, we also got, if you'll remember, somebody has been saying that. Remember Louie Gohmert out of Texas?
Yes.
He was the one that was trying to pressure Pence to do the right thing. And the courts, and a matter of fact, even up to the Supreme Court, denied him that ability. And Louie
yes.
Gohmert, I saw it two or three different times, came out and told everyone, he said, that was the last option, legal option on the table. There are no more left.
Now, that would go along with special ops military going into the Senate chambers and House chambers and collecting all the data they could never get any other way. Because after all, lawlessness is lawlessness. And if you're going to fight a street fighter, you might as well come down to his level. Because if you don't, you're going to be defeated immediately. So, you know, it's the old adage, fight fire with fire. And it's, apparently, if Trump is the fighter everybody says he is, this is what's really going on, and this is going to get very, very dangerous because we don't know who's going to win. If we do not see action from Trump in the next 72 hours, only then can we conclude he is likely thrown in the towel. Until then, we must watch carefully and try to discern what's actually taking place behind the scenes to defend this nation. Trump has not conceded. America's not yet lost. Although it is admittedly very, very close to that tipping point. But sometimes in history, and this is an interesting, the most dramatic outcomes of truth and light can only come after the most dire suffering through the darkness. Today is America's darkest day, and it may yet be followed by victory. And as I said before, we know the UN has to come in. We know they're going to come in. They are a worldwide power, just sitting in the weeds like a snake. So we're just going to have to wait and see whether the Lord is going to give us a reprieve or no reprieve. I can't imagine that if we get a reprieve, it'll be very long. I mean, it might be. Who knows? Because of the soon and the delay verses of scripture. So you can't pinpoint when that's all going to happen. But the Lord did say, just watch. Watch for the events. Watch the heavens. And you'll know that the time is close. And we are absolutely very, very close. However, Turner says something very interesting. The GOP is finished. One final thought for the article. The GOP is finished. 80-plus million Trump supporters will no longer support any GOP candidate from this day forward. We learned last night that the GOP will betray America when it counts. And from this day forward, we denounce the GOP and urge all readers and supporters to join us in that denouncement. Now, that is really an incredible statement. Never vote for a GOP candidate ever again, unless their name is Trump. So here we go. Is it possible, Larry, that the GOP truly is finished and Trump brings in a whole new party? I mean, after all, I'm sure that 80 to 90, maybe even 100 million people voted for Trump from everything that I've read or researched. What do you think about that?
Well, I was listening, and I'll mention this because some people may want to watch it. There may be some people that's a little tired of Fox and all the lies and the propaganda that they're using now. You know, the face mask not only came off of Pence and McConnell, it came off of Fox, too. And
yes.
By the way, there's a brand new channel on Dish, and I don't know if people know about it, but it's channel Dish Channel 219. It's the America's Voice channel, brand new, just started. It's not even in the directory yet, but I've been watching it for 2 or 3 days now. It's really good, and it's matter of fact, I talked to you about it. I looked it up, and interestingly, they've had a lot of people coming on that are Democrats now are saying, we're through with the Democratic Party. And we've also seen the exposure of the other party, the GOP, and we're looking for somewhere to go now. And I think we've seen enough evil in America, Stuart, that if suddenly there's a move for a new party, who knows? I mean, you know, sky's the limit.
Yes, it would go. And, of course, once you get involved in a revolution, you never know what's going to happen. If we have, like, the Army fighting the Marines and all of this, who knows where this is going to end up. I'm concerned simply because of the timelines and what's going on in Israel that America is on the verge of her eternal destruction. I pray not. I pray that Trump will somehow bring about a delay, because that's all it is. Folks, it's only a delay. Your security is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other name under the heavens by which anyone can be saved. So as he said to Israel, I would that you would have come under my wings and I would have protected you. I'm paraphrasing him. I wish you would have come under my wings like a mother hen protects her chicks, but you would not. You wouldn't do it. Well, we're in the same boat right now. We would have healed Babylon, but she will not be healed. She doesn't want to be healed. So here we sit, day by day, wondering what what's coming down the pike next. Is Trump going to win? Is deep state going to win? Well, we know global deep state's going to win because prophecy tells us it's going to win. What I fear most is a revolution and a riot that gives the UN, under their Article 7, to come into the United States. And once they're here, it's over. And the people of America will be fighting eventually UN troops on their own soil. At first, it'll appear to be a very benevolent act on the part of the UN. But then the roundups and the killing will begin. Now, we've had killing fields in the United States now for a long, long time. It's called abortion. And there's no way that God is not going to repay the United States and the world, not just us, for this abortion and the murder of the innocent. We are going to pay for it, folks. There's no way out of it. And time is coming very, very close for judgment. And I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I think we're running close to being out of time.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's kind of interesting, too. And you've heard me talk about before emergency management and
yes.
Ham communications, et cetera. Oddly enough, on January the 6th also, directives went out from FCC, that's Federal Communications Enforcement, reminding all broadcasters of their legal obligation to carry out orders and alerts from POTUS to the American people. So why would that suddenly happen? In other words, when they were given notice by the FCC, that means if you do not post a POTUS post or urgent message to the American people, you have lost your license. There's more up, Stuart, than what we're watching. There's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, the only reason they would do that is because of the activity of Pelosi and the rest of them, like, and the big giants like Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, that are censoring Trump and throwing him off, so he can't reach out to the American people. So what we could expect, hopefully not, but this may be how it's going to run down, what we could expect would be an alert on your phones from Trump himself declaring either the Insurrection Act or total martial law. And very, very interesting. Now, all of
and
this
well,
can...
Stuart, that...
Go ahead.
Yeah, that reminds me, Stuart, a few months ago, you remember there was a comment he made that kind of went over the heads of everybody. He said, you may not see me for a while, but I'll be sending you messages, and it'll be the emergency messages of the broadcast system. So that was a plan that he apparently set into motion a long time ago, but now, because he hasn't used it, this may be the time. We've got to really watch, especially throughout this weekend, because especially of all the military activity over our country right now. And really, like you said, the next number of days, 13 or I can't remember now, 14, we're really at a critical time.
Well, nothing like it before in the history of the United States. And the traitors have been revealed. There's no question about that. If people are smart enough to figure out what we just witnessed, I don't know if they are or not. And, boy, if you get that notice for a national emergency, look out. And it's time to lock and load. It's time to defend your family. Get out your weapons and be ready. Because who knows what's coming and who's going to be there. And, you know, if America goes dark, like the Bible says it does, get thee into darkness. Get thou silent. Would indicate an EMP or grid failure of some type, and it would also indicate a total communications lockdown. If either of those or both of those occur soon after you get the phone call from Trump, then the nation is in dire trouble, and you need to defend yourself. So all I can tell you is get ready. We know what the end result is. Jesus says victory. But we have to go through an awful dark time before that occurs. And it's going to be full of deception, lies, delusions, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the big delusions, of course, is the arrival. And we have been primed for that arrival for a long, long time. Get into some of it. Introduction of science fiction books and materials actually began soon after World War II. Remember those? They constantly brought forward the concept of alien beings from other worlds. Then came Kenneth Arnold, sightings in Washington State, flying wings. Then came the Roswell incident, actually before that in Texas. Back in 18, I can't remember when it was, all of these basically are falling on the 33rd degree parallel, by the way. But anyway, that one in Texas occurred in the late 1800s, was a crash. Okay, then we had the Roswell incident.
Then we had UFO sightings all over the United States and the world, basically. Governments conducting studies such as Sign, Grudge, Blue Book, etc., etc. And the government disclaims the UFO sightings and mocks everybody. But behind the scenes, they were not mocking. They were trying to figure out what this stuff is. Is this stuff from Nazi Germany? Fourth Reich? Anti-gravity? Probably is, a lot of it. Then we had science fiction movies that began to come in. And they have really, really been, you know, all across the TV and the movies about an arrival. And cops and bad cops, good aliens and bad aliens. Trouble is they're all aliens. They're all fallen angels. Television series began to appear. My favorite, Martian, Lost in Space, etc., etc. Science fiction writers made fortunes. Blockbuster movies such as Star Wars, Star Trek, Close Encounters, all depicting evolution. Then we had documents all of a sudden started coming forth, Magic 12 and all that. Then we had John Lear and Bob Lazar appeared on the scene. Top secret government operations dealing with aliens and backwards engineering projects. And we had a book, The Day After Roswell, written by an insider. Then we began to have these television documentaries. Scientific evidence began probing the alien question. And then we had the introduction by the NASA, the rock from Mars, which you may remember from President Clinton was residing during that time. And then we had Dr. Stephen Greer coming forward with the UFO Enigma and Disclosure Project. And then we had sci-fi movies, Aliens, Stargate. The theme is always basically the same, good aliens, bad aliens, Dimension Gates, Stargates, and such as that. Then we had the movie Contact. Interdimensional travel, aliens, alien technology. Books start to appear about seeding of the human race by star gods. When you take a look at all of this and how it's working, this is all acclimating you for the arrival. That's all it's for. That's what it's about. Satan coming down. Revelation chapter 12. We're going to see an arrival. I just happen to think it's fairly close. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I mean, when you see all of that, obviously they're trying to acclimate the general public to accept we're not alone.
Yeah, and we're really seeing some interesting anomalies up north. There's been a number of people reporting strange explosions up around the border of Canada and Maine, and Daniel Holdings, he said, I saw a missile fired from a base in Tennessee that went over my house and was going north. And then also the other night, a flaming object, something on fire, fell into a lake in Michigan, and there were reports that they were retrieving something out of that lake. So we really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to get very, very confusing, and the only truth you have is the truth of the Bible. The Bible is the only book now out there that's really telling you the truth. When Jesus told you to study to show yourself approved, when he said, ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, continue in my doctrines, he wasn't kidding. He did not want you to be deceived by the delusion that's being cast down already upon the people of the world. We're not alone in this. The entire world is involved in all of this. And we are watching more and more plasma events, more and more odd sightings, Mothman, Dogman, Pigman, all kinds of weird creatures. It's begun. It's begun. And it's going to continue to get worse. Like Larry has warned for a long time now, this stuff is real. It's not fake. People can roll their eyes, but they're going to be face-to-face with it before they know it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up, this is going to get very, very interesting, to say the least. Anyway, good night, folks. You take care of yourselves. I hope you have prepared.